When Scripture says we shall see God, we should let that sink in. Think of all the Scripture that say no man has seen God at any time. You cannot see God and live. Well, that's talking about man in sin and God in his infinite holiness and us being unable to enter his presence. So when we're told we shall see God, the reason we will be able to see God is because the sin problem has been dealt with once and for all in Jesus. Now, never again will there be sin to separate us from. So we shall see God. And when we see God as he really is, we will see all else in light of him. Anything that I look at after seeing God, I will see as it really is. Once we see God, as we look at the secondary things of his creation, we will never elevate them above him. We will never turn those things into idols. Idolatry will be forever gone. We shall see God. So think about that. To see God will not only be the most wonderful thing in the universe, it will have the greatest happy-making properties. To see God is to be happy.